are listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website www.lmc.org.au.
And in the hard times, in the valleys, so in the highlands and in the heartaches. And sometimes in life, we all know that following God throughout the ups and downs of life can be a real challenge. And so that's what we wanted our camp to be all about, is encouraging and challenging our youth and young adults to love and worship and praise their God in the ups and the downs, in the highs and the lows, and that our circumstances wouldn't dictate our faith. That our faith wouldn't go up and down like our circumstances do, but our faith would remain in our God. And so that's our theme. And so the song talks about in the highlands and in the heartache. And so when we think about valleys, when we go through a valley, it can be a time of heartache, and it can be a time of sorrow and grief and pain. And the thing that was so great about camp was that we were able to actually experience together and pray together and see that in the valleys and in the heartache, that's actually where God actually works on our hearts. That's where God prepares us for then the mountaintop experiences. And the mountaintop experiences that we have in life don't often come until we've actually gone through a valley. And so it was a really awesome thing to be able to stand with our youth and young adults and have camp all around that theme. And so Josh, if we can have that verse, the pre-chorus that says, from the gravest of all valleys come the pastures we call grace, a mighty river flowing upwards from a deep and empty grave. There is always a purpose in the valleys we go through. There is always a purpose in the valleys. And then the next, the bridge says this, and if ever, it says, wherever I walk, wherever I am, your name can move mountains wherever I stand. And if ever I walk through the valley of death, I'll sing through the shadows my song of ascent. And so we're going to go into this song, and it will be new for a lot of you, for everyone that was at camp. We know this song. Probably one of the highlights for me at camp was on the last morning, on the Monday morning, we just had a time of worship, and then we actually anointed everyone at camp with oil. And so everyone was just on their knees. The worship team were down there as well, so we didn't even have the band playing. And it took a long time to just anoint everyone and pray over everyone at camp. And as we were doing that, just people started singing this song without music, without the words up there. It just became like an anthem. And it was such a sweet, sweet moment to just be in God's presence without much music playing as we prayed and anointed everyone. This song rose up in people as an anthem, and it was just amazing. And so if I can encourage everyone to stand, because we're going to sing this song now. And wherever you are at, we encouraged everyone to just, again, sing their song of praise to God in the mountains, in the valleys, and everywhere in between. And so encourage you, sing this song. Sing it as your anthem. Sing it as your song of ascent, and let it encourage you as we go into the rest of our service. Father, we thank you so much that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever, that you never change, no matter how much our life may change. And so, Father, as we sing this song in worship and in thanks to you for all that you have done in the lives of everyone at camp. Father God, I just pray that this would be our declaration and our anthem, not just this night, but for the year ahead, Father God, that we will be a people that praise you in the highs and in the lows. And so, Father, we just pray that you would have your way in us and through us this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, camp is an amazing time where, you know, we play a lot of games, we have a lot of fun, we hang out together, but the magic happens when we're in here. And I can say that we were in here because this year we were in here. And the meetings were just incredible, and it was so evident to see the move of the Holy Spirit on this place. And as Nick was sharing, it was just incredible, incredible time. I invite Liam Wilson-Gardner. Liam, let's give him a hand as he comes up.
Thank you, thank you. I'm so glad Travis's dancing got caught on camera, finally. hi everyone. Let me get that open. My name is Liam, and I'm in year 12, and yeah, it's really good to see you all. So, I wanted to start with a question for everyone. What do you guys rely on when it feels like your life is falling apart? What is your instant reaction when you've got so much pressure on you, when you've got a tough decision to make, you've got things to do? What's your instant reaction? And yeah, that's a challenge to sort of consider what you do and what you do consistently and whether that is actually the right thing to do. So to begin camp, for me, I'd first sort of had to figure out what I'd done wrong last year, because last year for me, it felt a bit like just a real drop in my faith, and it just, like, I hadn't done much with it. And it turned out it was this exact thing, that I did everything except face up to these problems. Like, when pressure came along, when homework came along, I would run to things like, I don't know, my phone, to social media, things like that, to try and avoid, getting past these obstacles. So I did everything to escape what I had to do, but in doing this, I also managed to rely on everything else that wasn't God. And so this was pretty much the source of my problems. So coming to this conclusion on camp, it fed into my next realization that the past year had just been another one of those cycles. And so I think I talked about this in a testimony last year, that I'd often be stuck in this cycle where I'd be like up the top at camp, and then throughout the year I'd slowly drop off in my faith, hit a low point, and then come back up just in time for camp and learn something new and then do the whole thing again. And I know that a lot of us can often feel this way. But you see, I was being really close-minded. I figured this out. I was being so close-minded that I was just looking at the whole cycle as it was. But what I really had to do was actually narrow up, like zoom in on it and look at just the top of that circle and the learning part. And like, we all know that this cycle, whatever cycle we face, whatever low points, they're always going to be there. We can't stop them. We can't just like get rid of all the hard times we have to go through. They're always going to be there. But the really important part of that cycle is learning that thing up the top. And so that involves listening to what God has for you. So for me, it's at camp. And yeah, I just really had to listen out for what God wanted me to learn. And in truth, these things that we learn in the high moments can actually get us through those low moments and back to the top. So that also went along with the theme of the mountains, of ascend and just, yeah, and going up and down. So when I began to see that, I also began to realize that God had just been so persistent at turning my life around, at continuing to do it year after year. And yeah, I just really felt that I wanted to encourage everyone, and God also wants to encourage everyone, that no matter how many times you continue to get, like continue to need to turn around all the mistakes you make, keep coming back to Him. Like, it's always going to be worth it. Like, you might get sick of it. I know I get sick of it. But yeah, it's always worth it. And in fact, in the wise words of Tim Janczuk, he actually said this to me, you may get sick of it, you may get just frustrated at the same cycle over and over again, but it's actually a guarantee that if you start to take a closer look, if you like clean away all the negative views and things like that, there's actually always going to be something that God has for you there, something that'll be revealed when you clean away all that. So yeah, I just wonder where you guys are at. Like, you might be like coming out of youth camp and you're being challenged by putting all the awesome stuff that we learnt into practice. And yeah, so like, where are you at? Where is your mind at? You might even be in the valley right now. Something tough might have happened right after you got back. But as I'm sure we'll all be there at some point. But yeah, here's this amazing thing that it's sort of like a promise, and it came from Psalm 23. And as a lot of the youth know as well, Psalm 23 was pretty much the center of camp, and we kept coming back to it. Obviously, Highlands comes back to it all the time. But yeah, so just the couple of verses, number four. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So I'd made a note of this, actually, on one of the nights when we were looking through it. And it started off by thinking about the shadows, like, what does that shadow mean? So I just sort of, I pictured like this massive mountain and it's sort of like looking over you and you're in this valley and just this shadow just is casting over and it's just darkness and you can't really see anything and you're just overwhelmed by how big this shadow is that you just can't like, can't reach out to God. You can't like, don't have that within you. But the thing is that these shadows, they can put us in danger, but they can't actually hurt us when we trust in God. And it'll distract us, it'll lead us down whatever path to danger, but the thing is that God actually guides us. And here's the thing that I sort of saw, it was an analogy of the staff. So he says, the rod and the staff guide me. When you think of a staff that a shepherd uses, it's got the little curve, and I'm sure I learn in all my Christian studies lessons that that's for like hooking in the sheep when they start to walk off, and you just need to like catch them and bring them back. And the fact that they had figured out how to design that rod, I think is pretty cool. And it really occurred to me that because that was designed to do it, and it's been used in this passage, God's really, he's designed a way, it'll be an individual way, but in every one of our lives, he's designed a way to sort of keep you on track with what he wants. Like it might be a song, it might be a verse, it might even be a friend who can keep you accountable, but in everyone's lives, you've got to be able to recognize that one thing that'll continually keep you on track for what God wants. And so, yeah, it was this conclusion that I got that was like the biggest part of camp for me, which I learned. And so, yeah, and it's something that I really want to do my best to boldly pursue, but of course, only with God's power. So thank you.
All right, good job, Liam. That's going to be hard to follow. My name is Emily Sopa. I'm in year 10, and I'm completely terrified, so please go easy on me. This is my first testimony. So yeah, as I said, my name is Emily. I have been going to youth since I was in year 7, and it is by far the highlight of January. And so this camp, actually, I had one verse just keep coming and coming to mind, and that was Matthew 17, verse 20. He replied, "Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will. Nothing will be impossible for you." This one verse just consumed my mind. Every time I prayed, every time I just reached out to God, it just was there. So I really felt God urging me to have faith, urging me to build my faith and build a strong foundation now, so that when the time came, I would have that foundation of faith to build on. So I had faith, but it wasn't the kind of faith God was looking for, the kind of world-changing stuff to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who had leprosy, and drive out demons. That's from Matthew 10, verse 8. So I prayed to God, "You want me to have faith? Then please give me faith. Give me as much as you need me to have, and then some." Now, I prayed this at the start of one of the nights, and during praise and worship later that night, I felt God call out to me, and I just felt him go, "Emily, I want you to get down on your knees." And I've kind of just gone, "Sorry, what?" "I want you to get down on your knees." And again, I've gone, "But that's scary. I don't want to do that. People will stare." Like, I mean, I don't know if people stare, but that's what my anxiety was saying to me. And so God's just gone. He said this, this kind of blew me away. I'm like, he's gone, "Emily, I will always ask you to do a great many things. I could ask you right now to do a dozen things harder than this, but I'm not. So I'm asking you to do this one thing right now. Please get on your knees." And I've kind of just gone, "All right." Like, it's hard to argue with that logic. You can't. But the incredible thing is, when I actually got down on my knees and I started to just absorb God in this atmosphere, I felt something in me snap. Like, it just, something broke. And I believe what broke was the thing holding me back from expressing my faith, from expressing how much I truly love God, from doing things in God. Now, how do I know that, you might ask? Like, sure, you feel this thing, but how do you know that this happened? Well, okay, I broke a few of my fingers a few years ago, like five-ish years, I think. and they just hurt, like randomly at night. There would just be this throbbing pain. And it was actually that night that I began to get this severe pain in my fingers, and I'm like, oh, this really hurts. And so I just, without thinking, and this is how I know it was God, was I just went and I called on the name of Jesus in faith. And just like that, the pain, gone. And it's been gone since. So I hope this encouraged you at least a little. So there's actually a verse that I think of every time I'm thinking God's done with me, which is Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. So if you're worried that you're not equipped for whatever God's calling you to do, have faith that he will prepare you. Thank you for listening to my testimony.
Hello, my name is Caleb. Hi everyone. I am from Burmese Community Church down there, and I bring along some friends with me, John and Tuang with me here. Yes, thank you very much. It is a great community that we're having here. So I want to say a lot of things, but as English is my third language, please understand me. I will try my best to share my testimony. So, about my camp, I want to share that what God has done, like incredible things in my life, and I saw many, many new things that I never have heard of, never have feel of, and never have met before. So, God has gave me a new friends, like who I can trust on and who I can share my my mistake, my troubles, and how to communicate with, like in the Bible, through the Bibles. And I also meet a wonderful youth leaders with in this camp, and they're really nice and they're really welcome with me. It's totally amazing. Something that I want to share is that rice is my daily meal, but in camp, I have found my new favorite food in camp, and I think it's called carbonara. It's really nice. I love it. Good job for cooking stuff. And yes, I also love the worship team as well. I can see a pure worship within the worship, and they have amazing teamwork as well, and their praising God is like really amazing. I don't have another word to express that more, but yes. And I also really like that they open for short moments to share that encouraging word through the last worship, like, you know, telling of Bible verses or encouraging word in there. It's really awesome that in my culture, we don't have that short period to share, and which I really think Burmese should have that, you know, that style at that time. And I love the message that Jesse started with sharing. He used the word of God. And what I see is that the word of God used him through the camp. And he speak to the people that he prophesied, and he say, he remind that the grace of God on those people. And I also include in that people. The thing that he said is that you are lovable, forgivable, and valuable. So that three words really impact my life. I also grew up in a Christian family, so I knew about Jesus since I was very young. But these three words has shown me a new visions how the Christian life has been gone through. I know that mistake shows trying, but sometimes our mistakes is like a nightmare. They pop up from nowhere. They make us guilty and they make us shameful. And when you feel that feeling, you feel like you're unforgivable because you have done this or you have said this or you act like this way. But the Bible, the word of God said you are lovable. And the next thing is the next thing is you are valuable. Before the camp, there is a lot of things that I cannot forgive myself that what I have done. And when I still hold on that guilt, I feel like I'm not valuable. I am nothing. Like, I could be sitting at the corner at the, you know, sharing God, like, the good news, the love of God. I feel nothing. I feel like I still hold on that guilt and I feel unvaluable, no value. But the Bible said you are valuable. You are the Son of God. You are the High Prince. You are beloved. So the third one is you are beloved. So when you feel you are unforgivable and unvaluable, you feel you're not lovable. Like nobody can love me, nobody can understand me and stuff. Your family, your friends, you feel like I'm not worthy to even love, to even forgive. But the Bible said you are lovable. Jesse explained this three word really good in the story about the young woman who has bleed for 12 years. For a short story about her is that her bleeding was, it was not her fault. It was like life, Christ's life, you know, she didn't choose to be bleed for 12 years. And in that culture, they see as, people see as a dirty. They cannot go out, they cannot talk to a man or touch or, you know, they have to stay at home. But for that woman, she has faith. She has this faith that she walked out of the comfort zone and meet Jesus on the way that Jesus was going to a place. So when the woman touched the clothes of Jesus, he explained in a many way that like Jesus has loved her, Jesus forgive her, and Jesus say she's available. So that story has impacted me in my own life, show me that I am forgivable and I'm available and I'm lovable. And this make me a very confident person for 2020 and have me like more faith in God that I've been praying for, that I want to have more faith and more confidence. But the camp has delivered me really a good message for my life. So thank you very much. This is my message. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Chloe and I am in year 7. This was my first frontline youth camp. I am extremely excited to start being a part of youth and growing more in God and the things He has to teach us. This year in camp, the theme was Ascend and the guest speaker was Jesse. On the first night, we learnt about intentions and how we needed to get our intentions right so that we could get the most out of camp that we possibly could. On the second night, which was the worship night, there was a lot of time to encounter God. All the year 7 girls got together and we stood in a huddled circle. We could really feel God move in our hearts. Julia came up and spoke about allergies and intolerances and how we could pray over them and see them disappear. In the year 7 girls, there was quite a few people with allergies and intolerances. So we prayed and prayed. And it was just an amazing experience to see their faith grow. And even though we don't know whether their intolerances or allergies have left them, we have a faith in God that we know that in His timing, He will do what He sees right. I'm extremely happy that I went to youth camp this year. It was an amazing thing to see people going around and giving Bible verses to each other that really meant something. I had a word spoken over me by the speaker, and then Eden gave me a Bible verse that really tied in with it. The word that Jesse spoke over me was interesting because he didn't know that my name was Chloe, but he was going to speak about Chloe in the Bible anyway. At the start of the word, he asked my name, and when he found out that it was Chloe, he said that was really cool. He didn't exactly speak about Chloe, but he spoke about Chloe's household and how her place was one of fellowship and a place where people came to know Christ. This is really exciting because when I grow up, I want to become a children's pastor and shine God's light so other people know they are loved and and this can help bring others to Christ as well. It really confirmed that when I got a message from God about being a children's pastor halfway through last year, He really meant it. The Bible verse that Eden gave me fitted in with what Jesse spoke over me, which was really cool. The verse was Matthew 5:14-16, New King James Version. You are the light of a world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your lights so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This verse talks about the light, and this was one of the key words that Jesse used when he spoke over me. It was really encouraging that two different people had the same word around the same time for me. I found that this was a great confirmation that it was God that was speaking to me. I really encourage anyone who hasn't gone to youth camp before and has thought about it to go through with it, because it's an amazing experience where you can learn more about God and grow in His grace. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone. My name's Levi, I'm in year 10, and if you don't know who I am, I'm the guy whose feet was on the screen a bunch of times before youth camp. So, yeah, that's me. I'm in year 10, as I said before, and as I'm entering senior school this year, the question of who I am and what I'm going to be and what I'm going to do with my life really starts to get asked more and more. For me, I have a really big passion for music, and for a long time, I was set on just anything musical. Whether it's on stage touring the world or producing from behind, like at the tech screen, whatever I'm doing, music was the main focus of my future, and God wasn't. God wasn't even a thought of what I wanted to do or where I wanted to go. I'm a very musically and creatively inclined person. So as my mum said before, like this, she said that it would be kind of weird if my future didn't involve music, but I think it would kind of be even weirder if God wasn't a part of it. Like, no matter what I do, if my future has no God, what am I really doing with my life? So the real testimony began on the first night of camp with Jesse's first message on intentions. I realized how my plans that I've made in the past didn't really have God, and it honestly really hit hard. I saw myself topping the charts, or I saw myself producing music. I didn't see God. That's the problem. I didn't see God. I didn't know where He fit in any of it. So with a plan as big as what you're going to do for the rest of your life, you'd think that God would be in there somewhere. It got to the point where I would do like a bad performance at school and be really bummed, because if I'm not good at music, what am I? Who am I? I'm a son of God. That's who I am. Jeremiah 45 verse 5 says, "Are you seeking good things for yourself? Don't do it." On my wall, there are Bible verses and letters or prophetic words spoken over me that I've been received in my life. From my previous church, I received some prophetic words, and there was a paragraph about God-given creativity. The main point of that paragraph was that I've been given a gift, but I need to listen to what God wants me to do with that gift and not rely on my own decisions and my own ambitions with it. My future's a mystery. I don't know what it holds, but I don't need to worry too much about tomorrow. Just doing things today, growing with God today, will help me and shape me into whatever I'm going to do in the future. Matthew 6, verse 34, another verse from my wall, reads, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough struggles of its own." With all of this, I realized how important it is to get my intentions right and how crucial it is to include God in my plans. After youth camp, with the song Highlands just stuck in my head, I really felt the need to write a song, and really, like with music, it made sense that I wrote a song. So I'm going to read a bit of the song for you. So verse 1 says, "You are my guide when I'm searching. You are my peace when I feel stressed. You are my worth when I feel worthless, and I know I'm blessed." This verse highlights, first of all, who God is in my life, acknowledging that He is God, and He's everything that I need when I don't have it. And then it ends with saying, "I know I'm blessed. I know that I'm blessed to even have this youth and have this camp, and I need to really remember that, because wherever I go with my life, I need to remember that I'm blessed to at least know who God is. Like, that's a crazy thing. The pre-chorus reads, I will build on this foundation and I know I won't fall. I won't shake nor break or crumble because with you I'm strong. This pre-chorus talks about the action that I'll take as a Christian, building on the firmest foundation of all, the foundation that is God's word. The chorus says, so here on my knees, here in this place, open up my eyes to your grace. You set me free, forever grateful I'll be. Your word is promising. And this next part, I really want you to listen. All I want and all I want to see is my life with you, with me. So the song I wrote, it's called With You, With Me. And the chorus opens with me humbling myself before him, just falling onto my knees and longing for my eyes to be open to his grace, because that's something that we all need. We all need his grace in our lives, not our own ambitions. It continues with me showing my gratitude and me knowing that his word is promising. And the final lines, all I want and all I want to see is my life with you, with me, is me really declaring and making a promise that wherever I go in my future, I want Christ to be with me. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Keanu, and I'm in year 12, and my church is the Salvation Army Church in North Ring. Yes, I know, my name is Keanu, just like Keanu Reeves. God has always been in my life, ever since birth, really. When I was born with CF, if no one knows what that is, it's cystic fibrosis. That is a disease that in your lungs, phlegm just clogs up, and to a certain age, you just pass away. Scientists have, or did, do a lot of studies on me personally. And then one Sunday, my family just decided to go to church and pray for me, not just me, but the whole church. And they did. And the next day, the scientists couldn't tell what happened. And they asked, what did you do? And my parents just looked up and they said, God did it. And my parents just put their heads down and started to pray. And when they opened their eyes, all of the doctors were around them in a circle, just holding hands, and their eyes just closed. And from that point on, I've always just had God in my life. Through highs and lows, he's always been there. Jesse's words were just so mesmerizing to me personally. Just every word that he said sounded like it was from God himself. And all of those words have just stuck with me personally ever since the camp ended. But it's just so mesmerizing and incredible just to see how many people here trust and believe in our God. And just, there were so many scriptures that Jesse read out, but the one that really stood out to me was Luke 8:43. As they went, a woman who wanted to be healed came up behind and touched him. For her had been slowly bleeding for 12 years and could not find no cure, though she had spent everything she had on doctors. But the instant she touched the edge of his robe, the bleeding stopped. And to me, that just proves that you may have a long time in a valley, and just with one pure touch, it could just turn your life around. And to that woman, it was just everything. And it just stuck in me. So it just proves that his power and his love is so, so much more than we can all comprehend. And that no matter where we are in our lives, whether we be up in the mountains or so far down in the valleys, that his love is always and will always be with you, even through thick and thin. I also want to thank the wonderful community that the frontline people have actually created. It is purely magnificent to see that everyone here is so kind-hearted and incredibly loved by not only the leaders, but by God himself. And even when it seems like something is impossible, all you need to do is just look up or pray to Jesus and God, and it will eventually come, and it will heal everything. And thank you. That's my testimony.
Hey, my name's Rowan. This has been a bit of a testimony in itself, just getting up here to share my testimony from camp, really. I think it's been the fourth time that I've been asked to come up and share it. I think I said no to Nick twice, and I pulled out on Andy like an hour before church last year or something because I just crumbled inside, but we're here now, so that's cool. Camp was just the highlight of my year every year, and it's just, I look forward to it every time, and I was so flat to hear that it was going to be held here, because Camp Coonawarra is just like a second home for all of us at Frontline, but God really showed up in ways that I didn't imagine that he would here, which was just awesome. I want to share two things that God taught me on camp. One was, what are our intentions? And similar to what has already been said, Jesse spoke from Luke 8 about the woman that was bleeding for 12 years, and her intentions when she touched Jesus' cloak. And he really challenged us to say, what are our intentions with camp? What do we want to get out of it? And when we come to God, and he challenged us to write it out after the service. So I sat down and wrote it all out, and that really helped clear it up for me, what I wanted to get out of camp and what I wanted to ask God for and that kind of thing. And then I continued to do that before every session. I was like, God, speak to me in worship. God, wreck me. And he did. Every worship, he just like hit all of us, and we all encountered him, and it was incredible. So I just want to also encourage everybody before a time with God, just spend a couple of minutes praying and say, God, this time is yours, like the worship team does so well, just dedicating that time with him, just for a couple of minutes, just pray and just say, God, speak to us, move in us, and he will, which I found out on camp, which is awesome. And then the second thing I want to talk about is forgiveness. Jesse shared his journey with forgiveness on camp, and it's something that he had struggled with, and so that was, and it was perfect timing for me as well, because in the last couple of years, I didn't go along with what God wanted me to do. And so I had a lot of shame and guilt because of that, and I didn't feel like God would forgive me because I went against him. But Jesse shared three points. The points were, you are lovable, you are valuable, and you are forgivable. And he made us read out all three over and over again out loud. And that was just awesome. I felt really free from that. I really did feel forgiven, which is great. I really felt set free from that. And then in Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And so I realized that, yes, we're forgivable, but we're also already forgiven because Jesus won that forgiveness for us on the cross. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, why don't we just give everyone a hand who's chaired tonight? Like, such a good job. I think nothing can take away from a personal revelation of God, and I just really want to encourage everyone who was at camp, even if you've just experienced something tonight, you know, in the worship or throughout the service, like, never doubt what God says to you and what he gives you and the revelations that he gives you, and because it's so powerful. The word of our testimony is really, really powerful, and it's a weapon against the lies of the enemy, and yeah, it's so awesome. Lord God, we just thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to get away every year on a youth and young adult summer camp, Lord God. And Lord, we never take it for granted the fact that we can do that, Lord God. And Lord, obviously, with the change of location this year, Lord, it just reminds us that things can change and things can swap and be different. But Lord God, you're the same in everything. And we are just so encouraged by the fact that no matter where we go, Lord, you're the same and you still show up and you still do amazing things. And so we are just, yeah, we feel so blessed, Lord God, to have that summer camp and every year and to get together and just hear from you, Lord God. Lord, we pray for those who have shared tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for their courage and for their boldness, Lord God, in coming and sharing what you have done in their lives. Lord, we really just pray protection over them, protection over their hearts and minds, Lord. Lord, over everyone, Lord God, who has heard a word from you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray that you would just bind that word, Lord God, that you will strengthen it and that you will continue to speak, Lord God. And Lord, when the lies come in, when the valley times come in, Lord, it can be, you know, it can still be difficult. No matter, you know, how many words we hear from you and the truth that we hear from you, it can still be difficult to fight the temptation to believe the lies that the world wants us to believe. And so, Lord, we really just pray, yeah, just your protection, Lord God. Lord, we pray that we'll rely on you for all those moments, Lord, where we really feel weak and need your strength to come in. We thank you for what you're doing in these ministries, Lord God, for the youth and young adults, Lord. We just pray your blessing and your hand over these ministries as we journey throughout the year, Lord God. We thank you for Nick and Matt and for our pastors, Lord God, who continue to sow so much time and so much planning and prayer and wisdom into these things, Lord. We just really pray for your blessing over them, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in this place. And may you be continually glorified through our lives, Lord God. We love you. It's all for you, Lord Jesus. And everyone said, amen.